Thanks to you both for making time for us this afternoon. And Paul, let's start. I want to get both of you to explain how this collaboration came to be.
Well, I don't know what Rich will say, but I know that for me it was living in Blue Hill. I have friends who are know me and who are sort of putting this festival together, have been the founders of it. And I'd say a year ago they ran the prospect of me doing something by me, and I thought it was great. And but we didn't know exactly what or with whom, and then they very excitedly told me, I guess it was last winter, that it was going to be Richard Blanco. And so that, and he and I had never met or known each other, so it was a match made in heaven.
Yep. I think that, I mean, Paul knows more about the festival itself, but that, yeah, that's pretty much the way it happened. And I'm looking forward to doing something really neat, so to speak, with poetry and music. So I jumped right in.
Yeah.
What's the creative process been so far for the two of you? How is it working out? Are you in the same room working together? Are you sharing thoughts and notes? How is it all coming together?
Tell them, Richard.
Sure. Well, I think I was the one who had the larger learning curve here, but we are doing somewhat improv between the poems and the music. But I did spend the whole day over at Paul's this summer, which was fascinating. I got to tell you, I was a little scared because I wasn't sure how this was going to go down. But Paul was great, and we just had a blast, and just really. I really, really got into it and really made that connection between poetry and music, which I always felt in some degree. I was kind of understood intellectually, but the actual, you know, coming together and doing it really made it feel alive and real.
Yeah, and you know, basically the festival didn't really give us any guidance. I asked, you know, several times, well, you know, what do you want us to do and how do you want us to do it and how long would you like it to be? And they just said, just do something. So that would normally be a daunting assignment. But we got together this summer, and as Richard said, and it was effortless. I mean, we jammed, we talked, we danced. It was great.
Yeah.
And there still will be. You know, we certainly have an outline for what we're going to do, and I have written a piece, so that I've put a lot of time in, so I know exactly how that's going to go. But there's a lot that's going to be happening just between us on stage on the night of our performance, and I'm really looking forward to that.
We're talking with Richard Blanco and Paul Sullivan. By the way, their presentation will be Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. at Emlyn Hall at the Bay School. And the theme of your collaboration is the immigrant experience, heritage, and both of you have talked about this and used the creative process to teach us more about it. Richard, your experiences of growing up in Cuba and being an immigrant, you've talked about that and written about it eloquently in the past. How do you approach it in this new age we're living in America? I'll leave it at that.
I'm sorry, how do I...
Has your approach to the immigrant experience changed, given what we've been through as a nation in the last two or three years?
I mean, I don't think my approach has changed. I've just been more vocal about I'm trying to bring to light what is an immigrant experience, how important it is to our country and foundational to our country. And using not only my personal experience as an immigrant, but also exploring other immigrant stories like that of Asian Americans, and also not quite immigrant, but also in the sense of Native Americans also have been displaced within their own country, so to speak. So just exploring different dimensions of that, and that's actually part of what Paul and I discovered was how we share a basic, very essential, fundamental connection, despite his Irish background and my Cuban background, that transcends culture, and that is that the immigrant experience of being the other, of negotiating a sense of self and space and identity, and how all that relates, and that's part of the themes that may come up in our session together.
And Paul, of course, with Irish roots, and people who haven't read a lot of history may not be aware of how difficult it was for the Irish in this country. And right here in the state of Maine, here in Bangor, there were anti-immigrant riots, anti-Irish riots back in the 1830s. Schools were often segregated based on whether or not.
I didn't even know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, tough times indeed. And in many ways, the Irish were the first from European immigrants to experience that level of discrimination.
Well, I am certainly aware of the history of Irish anti-Irish discrimination in Boston, for example, where I grew up, and I found out through a swab test, a DNA test, that my blood is 100% Irish for at least the last 10,000 years. So
wow.
At least in blood, I'm as Irish as anyone who's ever lived. But I'm culturally absolutely an American. I was born and raised here. But you know, talking to Richard about you know, his concept of what it is to be a nation, to find yourself in a nation, you know, to look at your roots, all that. Got me really thinking about it when we were together, and I mentioned that to him, that my Irish background, and we, you know, just being a couple of artists looking around for ideas, we started just fooling around with that, and I played, I found a little bridge between, believe it or not, Irish music and Cuban music. Not that there is any musicological bridge there, but just sitting at the piano, I could kind of morph back and forth, which seemed interesting. And, you know, we kind of built on that a little bit.
Well, we're looking forward to this wonderful collaboration coming up Sunday afternoon, the Bay School's Emlyn Hall. You've both got a lot of things going individual as well. Richard, your book, How to Love a Country, came out earlier this year. You're also going to be doing a poetry workshop this weekend. A lot of things on your plate. Anything that we should be looking forward to down the road from you?
Lots. I spend 70% of my time traveling, but more locally in the Maine or northern New England area. There's right now an exhibit of a collaborative project between myself and Maine photographer Jacob Hessler of Poetry and Photographs at Tufts University. That'll be up, I think, through sometime late November. And I think that it's for now in the area, if I can recall.
And Paul, you're keeping busy touring as well and making music. What can we look forward to from you?
Well, I mean, truthfully, the thing I'm most excited about and have been working the hardest on for the last month or two is this piece that I've written to one of Richard's poems, and that will be performed on that Sunday, this coming Sunday at 4. And I've invited a wonderful young singer from She's originally from Maine, but she's now in the big time in New York City, and she's going to come up and premiere this thing. And I'm quite excited about that, and I'm really very excited about getting back together with Richard and having fun, which is primarily what we seem to have done so far. And I just wanted to make sure that you were going to tell your listeners about this whole festival. I don't know if you're planning to say more about it, but it's a fantastic opportunity here in beautiful downtown Blue Hill, Maine, to hear and experience a weekend with people who also love words and love literature. Writing it, reading it, hearing it, thinking about it. There are, you know, workshops. There's panel discussions. There are things for kids. There are meals. The excitement of people who love words comes to Maine instead of us having to go to New York City or the Dodge Poetry Festival or something. And it's really thrilling. It's the pride of the community, and I know that anybody who loves literature, current, past, and future, we'll have a home here.
Absolutely. Well, it is a who's who of literature coming this weekend to Blue Hill. For more information, by the way, you can visit wordfestival.org. Give them a call at 207-374-5632. We'll be posting that link on our website as well. And literally, there are wonderful activities, some going on later on today through the evening, tomorrow as well, with author Dave Cullen, Brooke Ewing Minner from WERU, things going on all day, Saturday and Sunday as well. We've mentioned before Emily Nussbaum from The New Yorker, Joe Hill, who's got a little connection to our station owned by Stephen King. But it's a wonderful weekend of talented folks. Our friend Noel Paul Stuckey will be there as well. So get more information by going online to wordfestival.org. Paul, Richard, thank you so much. We look forward to the collaboration and appreciate your making time for us.
A great pleasure. A great pleasure.